on a homeowner's best friend.
Oh, great big good morning, everybody. It's Rosie on the House. We're here every Saturday morning. We consider our first assignment to plant in your heart the desire, the motivation, and the ambition to get something done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And our second number one assignment is to make sure you've got the right information in your head. So today's kind of a peculiar day because our special guest is actually here after sacrificing personal vacation time with his family to share his wisdom with all of you about air conditioning, air filtration, indoor air quality. We're here with Todd Russo from Rias, who just put the rest of his family on an airplane to go skiing. And I'm not sure I'd have had that much self-discipline, Todd.
Well, I thank my wife because she's the one that's lugging bags to the airport without me.
Well, that's true.
And two children.
No, I was strategic. Right. I got to work on it. You take the kids and all the luggage, check into the hotel, get the ski rentals, and I'll be there after my important work.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, so we're here this morning to visit with you Arizona homeowners about components of air conditioning that you're probably not utilizing right now because the weather is so absolutely perfect. But it's coming, and you're going to need to be prepared, not only in your air conditioning servicing, but your filtration, your indoor air quality, your static air pressure, all things Todd can talk about off the top of his head, backward and forward, sideways and upside down.
Yeah. Ironically, I am way too passionate about air filters. It's become, I don't want to say a lifelong passion, but it's formed out of necessity because of such bad, there's a lot of lack of information and people just aren't aware how important it can be and how easy it is to solve. And, you know, we're coming up on tune-up season here in the next few weeks. It's going to be in the 80s next week. And so we're starting to call all of our clients to get on the schedule and in the second half of March and April. And so we're rolling out, or we rolled out a new air filtration. We rolled out a new program. I was so frustrated with the quality and the products that are available on the market today that I partnered up with a filter manufacturer, and we had a special filter made based on some specifications we gave them, and we call it the Rias Performance Filter. And the reason why we kind of asked to kind of start talking about it now is because in the next few weeks, people are going to start to schedule their AC tune-ups as we get closer to the time we're turning our air conditioning on.
Yeah.
And we have a program where we deliver the filter for you and install it for you. And so now seemed to be a fitting time to get the conversation started.
You know, air conditioning has come so far from when it was first introduced back in the 50s and 60s. It's a shame, the systems we were installing in the 60s. Absolute shame. It was the best we knew to do. But they were horrible. And what we've got today is wrapped up in so much science and technology and experience. It's an incredible, it's incredible what we've done. So the duct system, the duct design, the unit efficiency increase, all of that has to be together designed as a holistic system.
Correct. So to keep it simple, to what I teach our apprentices and trainees is that we have three principles. We want to create cold, right, which is our air conditioning system. We got to deliver cold, which is your airflow or your duct work. And typically in Arizona, the vast majority of houses, that's actually a challenge where things are undersized and not properly sized, and it creates problems. And then we got to keep out heat and heat, you know, obviously through insulation and different things. We got to have a good building envelope. But today we're talking about filters, right? And
right.
So one of the biggest challenges I've had at owning an air conditioning company since 2009 and running it is, you know, we see a lot of people that have failures associated with something as simple as changing your filter, right? You're supposed to change your filter in our climate because of our run times every 30 days. And the number of people that actually change their filters every 30 days is probably pretty minimal, right?
You're being gracious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we shot an explanation video, and I started the video saying, I own an air conditioning company, and I forget to change my filter sometimes, right? So out of necessity, we started this program where we got these custom Rias filters built. They're designed differently, so they last longer. And there's a lot of benefits to them, which I'll get to in a minute. But then we also tied it to a membership plan where we come out and we change your filters for you. And the reason why I say it was built out of necessity is I'll tell two stories, and then that would kind of make sense. So the first story is about one of my best friends, right? So he calls me one day and he says, hey, my air conditioning unit's broken. And his air conditioning's 4 or 5 years old. And so I sent a guy out. His compressor's shot. And he's always doing great things for me. He's always inviting me to his cabin up in Flagstaff. So, of course, I get to give him an air conditioning unit for free. So I replace his unit for him. And then I come back, and we're having pizza at his house. And his wife says, you know, while you're here, I've got a whistling noise in my master bedroom. It's keeping me up at night. It doesn't happen all the time, but do you have any idea what that could be? And I walk into his bedroom, and sure enough, his filters hadn't been changed in 6 months or so.
Oh, man.
So I say, hey, it's no wonder your air conditioning unit broke. You didn't change your filters in 6 months. And the husband, who's my buddy, says, no, I changed them. I said, no, you didn't. You have not changed them in 6 months. And the reason why your air conditioning system broke is you starved the air conditioning system of air. You didn't allow the heat exchange of the coil. And then your outdoor compressor froze. And so we get a lot of those circumstances where pieces of equipment break for the simple reason that they didn't change the filter. So I had to give my friend a free air conditioning unit. And then I had to give him a hard time in front of his wife where I said, no, Matt, you're lying. You didn't change your filters. That's why your air conditioning system broke. And that's why your wife's not sleeping tonight, because you're hearing the noise. So. And then the second story I have is that my father, who is a wonderful man, I love him to death, he just turned 71. He had his hips replaced. He had one of his hips replaced. And my mom called me about a week after a hip replacement and said, Dad's on the ladder a week after a hip replacement, changing the filters.
There you go.
And I said, Dad, what are you doing, Dad? No offense to my dad, but he's kind of a clumsy guy already. But, you know, I know a few people.
Love your butt.
Yeah. Well, I had to remind my dad that we both know a couple people that have had accidents recently on ladders.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one person passed away because of it. Another one got seriously injured. And I said, Dad, you need to be off a ladder. So I said, we need to create a filter membership program for our clients. I guess the third story is, on Thanksgiving, I kept getting emails from my next door neighbor. We did their air conditioning. They have a brand new house. And, I kept getting these emails notifying me that their air conditioning system was about to break. 6 months old air conditioning. They hadn't changed their filters. And so I had to finally walk over to the neighbor's house and I said, look, you got to start answering my office's calls because your system's going to break. You're going to be mad at me, but it's because you haven't changed your filters in 6 months. So we created this membership program. We had a special filter built. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. So everybody, you know, everybody thinks about filtration and they think about indoor air quality. And to me, that is probably the last thing you should be thinking about when it comes to filters, right? So I'm always, you know, discussing how air conditioning systems deliver their cooling capacity through airflow. So National Comfort Institute did a study. They said the average air conditioning system only delivers 58% of its cooling capacity, primarily because of airflow restrictions. So the filter is the number one airflow restriction there is. And then when it gets dirty, it really restricts it. So when you restrict airflow, your system runs longer. It's under a lot more pressure. Things fail, right? They go and they break. And so we saw the necessity to create a better filter that delivered better airflow. So two things. A filter has to allow airflow without restriction, and it has to clean the air, right? So it cleans the air for a few reasons. Everybody thinks for your health, which 100% clean air is important to your health. But the other thing it does is it keeps the air conditioning equipment clean. So dirt is the enemy of an air conditioning system.
Amen.
So when you start
dander, bad hair, dirt, everything that's in the air.
Exactly. Yeah. So a few years ago, we had built this prototype where we created a large format filter. I showed it to a filter manufacturer. They ripped off my idea and created the product. And so I said, this time I'm going to go to the filter manufacturer and say, hey, here's what I need. So in order to have quality airflow and catch particulates to create clean air, you have to have surface area. That's the number one thing that you need for surface area. So the conventional filter that everybody puts in their house is, they call it a 1-inch filter. It's actually 7/8 inch thick. And then you take the cardboard out of it, it's 3/4 inch thick of media, right? So I said to the filter company, we need a larger format. So we built a filter that's 3 inches thick. And so it has roughly 3.5 to 3.7 times more surface area than a conventional filter. It fits in a conventional filter grill in a ceiling. It just is a slightly different application. It slides inside the boot box.
So if I could paint a picture, homeowners are thinking of their air conditioning filter, and it may be the spun fiberglass 3/4 inch that you're talking about. And it's a 20 by 24.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got 480 square inches of filter.
Yep.
Space.
3/4 inch thick.
Now we're going to put that in a pleated design.
Correct.
3.5 inches thick. And if we were to take that pleated filter, take it out of its holder and spread it out.
Yes.
Now we've got the surface area 4 to 5 times of what that 3/4 inch filter was. That's the surface area we're accomplishing by running it through the pleated configuration.
Well, okay, so let's be careful when we use pleated versus sprun. So there are plenty of pleated filters that are that 1 inch application.
Okay.
But if you take a 1 inch filter and compare it to the filter that we built, which is 3 inches,
yes,
you're going to see that our filter is 3.5 to 3.7 times longer,
yeah,
which is more surface area, than the filter you're buying at Home Depot or through Amazon. Now, we also have applications that are 4, 5, and 7 inch, which really is a lot more surface area. So our standard filter that we sell for people that don't want to do an upgrade is roughly, like I said, it's 3.7 times more surface area.
If you'd like freedom from ever trying to remember changing your air filter for your air conditioning system, what number would they call, Todd?
480-969-7500.
All right. We'll talk more about that when we get back. We're here talking air conditioning, air filtration, and a lot of other very specific things concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're getting text with different questions about air conditioning that we are going to address here with Todd Russo of Rias Air Conditioning. But if you'd like to talk to Todd or you have any questions about air filtration, air quality, air conditioning, heating, give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. We had not given the number out. There it is, 1-888-ROSIE for you. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will grab your name, number, where you're calling from, what your question is. We'll get you on air and answer the question for you and the benefit of all the other listeners that are tuned in this morning to Rosie on the House. So, like I say, we're here with Todd Russo from Rias Air Conditioning. Todd, we were talking about filtration a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about how often they need to be replaced, and then we were talking about cost and performance.
Okay. Again, filter is about airflow and about catching particulates to keep the air clean. So here's the challenge with respect to we'll talk about cost in a second, with respect to how often to change your filter.
Okay.
The vast majority of air conditioning systems in Arizona have undersized filter grills. So our rule of thumb...
And you say vast majority. I would say that's at about 98%.
I think if your house was built before 2012,
yeah,
it probably has undersized returns.
Yes.
So the rule of thumb that we say is that for every ton of air conditioning, right, if you have a 5-ton air conditioning, you should have a bare minimum of 200 square inches of filter grill. So that would be 1,000 square inches, right? So you would need two 20 by 25s, 20 by 25, obviously 500 square inches of filter grill. But our preference would be that you're closer to 250, right?
Okay.
So more like 1,250. And so when we design air conditioning systems, we put a lot of surface area, a lot of filters in the house. So depending on the size of your equipment, it's going to depend on how much surface area you need. But if you just take the rule of 200 times however size your air conditioning unit is and then figure out what size your filter is, 20 by 25 is 500 square inches, 20 by 20 is 400, and then just determine if you have undersized filters.
I mean, I'm a remodeler. I'm not an air conditioning expert. But when we're in there remodeling 60s and 70s and 80 homes, the return airs are literally a third to a half.
Yes,
100%. Of what we're putting in today's homes.
Yes, for sure. So if you had properly sized filters and you were 1-inch filters, I would say you should be changing your filters every month. Now, if you didn't change it in October every month or November every month, you're not. It's not the end of the world.
Why don't you just wait till it looks dirty?
Well, the filter is the filter is clogged before it looks dirty. So filters have what's called a MERV rating. The higher the MERV rating, the smaller the particulate it can capture. So let's say you go to Home Depot, you buy one of those pleated filters. It's probably a MERV 8, maybe a MERV 11. It's catching things that are very, very small. So when you see dust in the air, that is a very, very large particulate, right? It's all the things that you don't see that are being captured. So if your filter doesn't look dirty, doesn't mean it's not restricting the airflow and in essence dirty, right? So during the summer months, I would definitely do it every month. The filters we have larger surface areas, so they can be changed less frequently. Our filters can be changed every 6 months. If you have enough filter grill, we recommend 4 months. If they don't have enough filter grill, we sell them on our website. If you just want to buy them directly, we have discounts. If you want us to install them, we install them for free for our comfort for our members when we go out to maintenance appointments. The way our program works is if you want to be on our filter plan, we deliver the filters to you to your house before our appointments for our maintenance, and then we change your filters.
Okay.
You also have the option to hire us to drive out there and change for you on a special trip. But we sell our filters on the online. But we also, right now through the month of March, because we just rolled this program out in January, we're doing a free in-home inspection of your filtration system so we can show you what filters make the most sense for you.
That's huge.
Yeah. So
that's huge.
Yeah, we're losing money on this, obviously. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the message out, because using the right filter makes so much. It makes a huge difference in the performance of your air conditioning system. And when I say performance, I mean substantially less breakdowns, less risk of having to pay, you know, $300 to $700 to clean the indoor components every 3 years.
Lower operating costs.
I was going to say much lower operating costs. Much more comfortable home, right? So your cooling capacity is delivered by your air conditioning system through airflow. Not having the right filter is the equivalent of driving. If your system's designed correctly and you have the right filter, it's like driving a pickup truck downhill. Having the wrong filter or a dirty filter or a filter that's restrictive is the equivalent of driving your pickup truck uphill full of concrete in the back and a trailer full of masonry. And that's the simplest way I could describe it. So our filters, like I said, are 3 inches. The analogy I was using in our training when I was training our team is a conventional filter is the equivalent of a 1-inch freeway under construction, and a 3-inch filter is the equivalent of a 3-inch freeway. Like, which one's going to move more traffic and which one's going to create a bigger traffic
jam? There you go.
So like I said, we are doing in-home consultations where we just send one of our technicians out.
And did you say free?
Yeah, we're doing it for free just for the month of March, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people aware.
Who would they call?
They'd call our number at 480-969-7500. You could also go to our website, and you could text us and say, hey, I want a free consultation.
And it's a free air filtration consultation.
Well, yeah, so we're going to come into your house. Now, what we're going to do is so we're going to assess your filter size. We're going to show you the right filter for you. And then if you want to buy a membership, great.
Awesome. Todd Russo of Rias, and we've got Miss Julie online with a particular question.
Yeah.
Julie, we're going to have to take this after the break. We'll be right back.
And if you'd like to join the conversation as well with Julie, 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
It don't matter kind of loving you're into or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner, and you're the man for me. You can pour me a glass of Perrier.
To Rosie on the house. Todd, we're going to reach out to the callers here just real quick, and let's bring Julie into the conversation. She has an affiliated question, all right? Go ahead, Miss Julie.
Hi. We just had our floors redone and tiled pulled up. And we've had different – I know, Rosie, you recommend getting, like, your air duct sealed if you're going to get any type of cleaning done. But I've had some contractors tell me that I don't need to have my air ducts cleaned, some that tell me I definitely need to have them clean. I've had bids anywhere from, like, $1,200 to $5,000. Just wondering if you could give me a little bit more guidance.
How old is the house?
It's only about 8 years old. It's about 3,500 square feet.
And y'all picked up ceramic tile?
Yes.
And did y'all do that with the dustless system?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as a remodeler, that's the only way we'll remove ceramic tile. But it's as close to dustless as you can get, but it's not. Todd, 8-year-old home.
So
went through what could be a fairly dusty environment. Yeah. What's your position for Julie, and then what's your position on duct cleaning in general?
Well, I don't mean to self-serve here, but there's no way for me to tell if your ducts are dirty or not unless I look inside your ducts. But if you wanted to get one of our guys to come out and take a look, we are doing that free evaluation of filtration systems, and we'll be able to look inside your ducts and tell you if you're cleaned. Now, in reality, you should never need to clean your ducts. If your ducts are sealed and you have the proper filter.
Could you say that one more time? Because I've said it for years, and people think I'm insane.
If your ducts are sealed, which an 8-year-old house's ducts are sealed.
Yes.
And you're using the right filter and changing them properly, you should never have to clean your coil. You should never have to clean your blower wheel. And you should never have to clean your ducts. So here's the issue. When you don't change your filter gets clogged. When your filter's clogged, it speeds the air up in the duct system. Then the air goes around the filter. It's called bypass. So if you ever pulled your filter out and you see dust around the perimeter, that's bypass air. So what happens is when you don't change your filter stops working. The air has to come from somewhere, so it just goes around your filter. So the filter we design actually has an anti-bypass gasket, so the air can't go around it. It's one of the benefits of the filter. So if in theory you were on, and I don't mean to be self-serving here again, but if you had a sealed duct system and you were on one of our memberships where we change the filter every 6 or 4 months, depending on how big your returns are, you would never have to clean your duct system. You should never have to clean your blower wheel. You should never have to clean your coil. You should be saving. I mean, you would save thousands just in cleaning expenses alone on that. Julie, we're happy to come out and take a look at your filters, show you what our filter, you know, see if your ducts are dirty and tell you if you should get it done.
Julie, I think you ought to take advantage of Todd's special this month in March where he'll come check it for free. That's going to be the best way you can tell if you need to. Generally speaking, when we do a remodel and we're done, we will take a hard look at the coils, and we generally mask everything off and don't run anything while we're in there. But if we've had to, we will go in and duct clean and coil clean before we turn the house back over to the client.
And so, when you say you never should have to, that's assuming it was done right and maintained right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
there's
correct.
Plenty of homes out there that could probably use a duct cleaning tears that wasn't installed right, the unit's 30 years old or whatever the case.
Let's say you don't change your filter. And let's say you have ducts that aren't sealed. What's going to end up happening is you're going to increase the velocity of that duct. The duct's going to become a stronger vacuum. Every hole that you have in your duct system is going to pull air through the attic space, and it's going to get your ducts dirty, and it's going to get your coils, and it's going to get your blower wheels dirty, and those are expensive things to clean, both the ducts and the coils. So I'm not suggesting that there's not a need for duct cleaning. What I'm suggesting is if your system's designed and built correctly and you're changing your filters properly, you should never have to clean any of those components.
Now,
I just didn't want to put your guys in a situation where they go out to a home and like, man, these ducts are gnarly. Like,
I heard your boss on the radio said you don't need
to clean them.
No, here's what I'm getting at. I will never have to clean my ducts because, I change my filters.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's crazy about our filters in general. So let's just talk about costs for a minute, right? So if you have to – Julie just talked about I heard a couple thousand up to $5,000 to clean your ducts. If you were to change your filters regularly like you're supposed to, and you're supposed to do it every month, I looked right before I came here, I looked at Home Depot. Now, obviously, you can get them from Amazon. A MERV 11 filter was $11.50. A MERV 13 filter was $8.97. So if you change that, in theory, 10 times, you're talking about, you know, $190 to, $1,200. Excuse me, not $1,200. $120 or $180, right?
Right.
Then you also got to drive to Home Depot. I guess you can get them delivered from Amazon. You got to get the ladder out of your garage. You got the time of changing it. Most likely, you're not going to change it 10 times, which means your energy bills are going to go up and all those sort of things. Your house is going to be less comfortable. We charge for our basic plan, which is a MERV 11 filter that lasts six, it'll last up to 6 months you know, if you and the reason why we're doing the evaluation in the home is because if you don't have enough filter grill, you know, we're going to recommend you change them every 4 months. Okay. So we charge $99 a year for that. It's less expensive. That's for our basic every 6 month change.
Wow.
Per filter. So it's less expensive than if you were to go to Home Depot and buy these filters. Not to mention the convenience of the fact that you're not driving to Home Depot, not getting your ladder out, not doing all those things. So we obviously have upgraded packages where we change them more frequently. So some people, for my parents, for example, they have an older home. They have undersized returns, and they've got to change it 3 times a year, right? Because if you have an undersized return, you got to change the filter more frequently. Right. And the reason why we're saying, hey, we're happy to come out and look at your home and look at your filters themselves. Some people don't know the size of their filters. Some people don't know if their filters are if they have enough filter grill. So we're going to tell you if you have enough filter grill. We may recommend, hey, you should add a second filter. But we're also going to tell you the right cadence of when you should change your filters for you. And we don't. I don't mean to sound goofy here. We're not making money on these filters, right? I mean, we're not going to go broke selling them, but we're selling them at a price that the whole purpose of it is that we know when customers see how much more convenient it is and how much of a better product it is. We're hoping that they're going to use us for their air conditioning maintenance. We're hoping that they're going to use us when they need services beyond maintenance. And that's the goal of our filter program, is to create this really convenient product that is substantially better than what's out there on the market, sell it at a price where we don't lose money. You know, obviously, we're not going to make any real money at selling an expensive filter membership for $100 where we change your filter twice a year, or $149 if we change it 3 times a year. My thought process is the service is that good and that much better than what's out there on the market that people will then use us for other things because they'll see the value in us as a contracting, as Reis as a contracting organization. We built the e-commerce platform at Reis, REEIS.com, so that people could just buy them directly from us if they want.
Okay.
Candidly, I think if we sell one filter for $59.95, but then we sell the membership for a year for $100, so it's $49 a filter.
Wow.
I did the training and my guys were, a filter is only $8 to $20 at Home Depot is really not that good of a deal. I said, well guys, you got to change those 10 times. You got to change this one twice. And right. then, you know, we did the math of how much does it cost you to drive to Home Depot? How much does it cost you to take an hour out of your day to get the ladder out and try to not bang the walls up in your house and everything else?
So this is being offered valley wide?
Yeah, we're offering throughout Phoenix. I mean, we'll mail them to you anywhere.
Anywhere. Right? Okay.
Yeah. But we're only offering the inspections and the installation valley wide.
I shouldn't ask this, but I'm going to. If I'm an air conditioning contractor, can I bulk order them from you?
Sure. If you want. Here's the thing. I would rather see other people installing the right filter.
Than what's going on right now.
My next door neighbor, so all of the new systems that we install, we have remote monitoring, and so they send us.
Oh, that's interesting.
They send us emails when something's going wrong.
That's how you knew your neighbors were having trouble on Thanksgiving.
So yeah, every time we install a new system, we have a remote monitoring system that says something's wrong.
Okay.
So when we first rolled out the remote monitoring, I put my email in the remote monitoring, and the number of emails I got from our clients that said they had an airflow restriction or they had a some sort of safety shutoff, like a high pressure switch shutoff. All related to filter changes was astonishing to me. It was just astonishing. And when I got the fourth email about my neighbor, I don't want conflict with my neighbor. So I personally it was funny because I was Chevy chasing it. I was on a ladder. I was on a ladder. And my wife was yelling at me for being on a ladder putting Christmas lights up. Just because of how dangerous being on a tall ladder is. And I said, I got to walk over there and talk to my neighbor because I don't want her to be mad at me when her air conditioning breaks.
Oh, for sure.
So we did create this program as a convenience program for our customers. We actually are, every new install we do, we're offering it for the first year for free.
Okay.
Because we want people to understand the importance of changing the filter. I think it's the single most important you can do for maintenance on your house. If you're not changing your filter, or you're changing in the wrong cadence, or you're buying the wrong filter and you're undersized, you're paying for it one way or another. You just
Absolutely.
Don't realize you're paying for it. You just don't realize that your energy bills are 10, 15, 20% higher than they should be, or that you're eventually going to get the call from the air conditioning guy who does the maintenance that says you need a $500 coil clean or whatever it might be. I mean, coil cleans aren't necessarily $500, but if you got to take the equipment apart to clean a blower wheel and clean a your coil, it's going to cost you that much.
It is. And I've told people for years on duct cleaning, if you're just vacuuming your ducts and not cleaning your coil, you're not doing the job. And you don't want anyone but a licensed air conditioning tech fooling with your coil.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
so
for sure. You know, well, you got to take the whole indoor piece of equipment apart.
You do. Yeah. So, I mean, to really do it. So when you see these duct cleaning coupons offers for $79, that's $79. You're literally just smoking. You're just throwing it in the trash.
I've never had my ducts cleaned in my life, so I don't know what it costs.
Yeah,
well, I change my filters though.
The duct cleaning that does get done needs to be done by air conditioning tech. It needs to involve cleaning your equipment as a part of cleaning the ducts. And once you've got the right filtration and you service it as a homeowner responsibly and as scheduled, you can go 10, 15, 20 years without ever having to do it again.
Well, and
but there's a whole industry of people doing it for $79. And when they leave the house, Todd, they're scheduling the next visit in 90 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an annuity.
I'm of the opinion that, you know, you fix the low-hanging fruit and you operate system correctly, right? So
absolutely.
Everybody sells filters based on health, allergies. We have two filters. We have one we call performance. We have one that we call health. We call it health because it catches airborne viruses and bacteria and reduces, you know, obviously if you catch airborne viruses and bacteria, it reduces spread. But for me, filters are about making sure your air conditioning system works correctly. And the reason why it's so critical is I say it over and over again, air conditioning systems deliver their cooling capacity through airflow. And the vast majority of people in Arizona are getting 50, 60, 70, 80% of their cooling capacity actually into their home. And their system is running 20, 30, 40% less efficient.
All right. Well, you get 4 minutes to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to rifle through it. Robert, George, Gutierrez, all on hold. Hang tight.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we're doing all we can this particular hour to teach you everything you need to know about your air filtration through your central heating and cooling system. We're doing that with Todd Russo of Rias Air Conditioning, Roth Rosie on the House certified partner in the air conditioning industry. And he has not only sacrificially given up traveling with his family on vacation today, but he's bringing an unbelievable offer to the Rosie on the House listeners.
Yeah, so we just rolled out in January our new filter membership program where we delivered this special filter we had made that, again, the biggest issue is it catches smaller particulates. It doesn't have doesn't allow bypass air, and it's a larger – it has more surface area because it's in a larger format, but it fits in a conventional filter grill. And so it's the best filter I've seen on the market for a conventional application. And so we had it built, and it's a Rias filter. So we charge $99 for a membership. That's our basic membership. That's twice a year we bring the filter out to you. So we're offering a free evaluation in the home just to try to show you the why our filter is so much better, because we're confident that when we do, you'll sign up for memberships to buy the filters from us. So it's our number is 480-969-7500. You could also go to our website, reeis.com. And you can give us a call or you can text us, and we will get back to you and send a qualified technician out to take a look and go over your options. Obviously, the $99 program is our basic program. I think our most advanced program is three a year, which is $149. And then we have a upgraded health version, which is slightly more. It's maybe another $10 or something. But it costs less than going to the to buying the filters, one-inch filters, and changing them properly. And you rest assured you're going to have the proper airflow in your house. You're going to have the cleanest air you've ever had. You know, Rosie, I don't know if you know this. You know what the number one filter in your house is?
In my house or in
anybody's house?
Then I would say spun fiberglass.
No, the number one filter. No, what filters the most air in your house is your lungs. right?
Oh, so, okay. I was gonna say carpet.
Yeah, well, that too. You know, we haven't talked much about the health benefits of indoor air quality because I want people to focus more about how much this impacts the performance of your air conditioning system from a standpoint of reduced breakdowns, cost of operation, more comfortable home, because none of that is ever discussed when you talk about filter. Everybody just talks about, hey, we're going to make your air quality better.
Right.
Right? But I think the quality clean air is the byproduct of this. I think it's more important for the performance of your air conditioning system for a more comfortable, better, more energy efficient home than it is anything else.
Available at Rias.com or the phone number.
480-969-7500. We've got people answering the phone now. And like I said, through March, we're doing free evaluations.
Awesome. A deal too good to pass up. Jump on that phone number and schedule your free analysis. Let's go to Robert, who's called with a little airflow dilemma at his home. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call today.
You bet. How can we help you?
So I got the two furthest rooms away from my AC unit that is up in the attic have very low airflow. And I'm just wondering what is the best path to take to help remedy that?
Yeah, that's always a challenging scenario. There's a couple ways you can address it. Typically, we want to address airflow at the plenum before we address it at the register, so you can install some balancing dampers to push that through. The most effective solution would be some sort of zoning kit, but obviously that's a little bit more heavy lifting because you're going to do some pretty significant modifications that might cost. I mean, I think we install zoning systems for about $3,500. But there are ways to balance it. You know, air is just like anything else. The furthest away, it's typically the hardest to get to. But you definitely can do an air balance to adjust that. It may require installing some balancing dampers at the plenum so we can push the air a little bit better.
So there are solutions, not an unusual problem at all.
Yeah. And balancing dampers are relatively inexpensive to install, and then you can adjust the airflow and move the air that further away.
You know, we always talk about, here on the show, we always talk about crazy Uncle Ned. And if you're in a 1970s home with rigid duct, we stamped those ducts together with seams on the metal edges of the ductwork. And Uncle Ned went up in the roof and climbed over the soffit to install sound around speakers in your living room. His knee went through one of those ductworks, and that's one of that's just one illustration of how you can lose the integrity of your ductwork, not to mention any of the rampant flex duct issues that have become a problem since flex duct became the primary duct system we were installing. We had to learn a lot about how to properly install flex duct when we were getting into that in the late 80s and 90s. So.
Well, the 80s and 90s flex duct was really a bad product.
It was.
It deteriorated, didn't move air well. It gave flex duct a very bad name. We install rigid and flex duct on different applications. And I mean, I have all flex duct in my house.
Yeah.
And I have never heard my air conditioning turn on. I've never had an imbalanced room where one room's colder or warmer than the other. So it's just about proper design and proper installation.
And it is. And it takes the whole system designed as one operating unit. It's kind of what makes it tough for you guys when you're coming in replacing an air conditioning system with an existing duct system. How often are you talking to the client about, we really need to think about duct modification here?
Almost every time.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Todd Russo of Rias Air Conditioning, offering free filtration analysis of your home through the month of March at this phone number.
480-969-7500.
Jump on that opportunity. You'll never regret having it done for free. How can you beat that?